Some of you may have heard of the Hippocrates quote, "Before you heal someone, ask them if they're willing to give up that which has made them sick." Now, I bring this up because I want to remind you during these really testing times that we are more than a one-dimensional being. It took more than one thing to bring us to creation. It takes more than one thing for us to live our lives. Therefore, it will take more than one thing in order to heal ourselves. Now, if you're a student of mine, you'll know that energy healing is effective no matter how subtle its effects are, because we do affect on the quantum level. But in saying that, whether it's self-healing or you healing another or distance healing, there are other factors at play. Things like your diet, exercise, your stress levels, your surroundings, your sleep and your rest. These are all components that pile up on your energetic self. So whilst you might do self-healing every day or send an amazing energy healing session to somebody else, you have to remember those other components. If you're eating foods or drinking substances that are working against your spiritual house, your energy healing efforts are going to be effective, but on a much smaller level. Then if you add on top of that a lack of exercise or a lack of movement like yoga or just going for a walk, that's going to suppress the effects even more. If you suffer from migraines really bad, then having caffeine every day, sitting at a computer and not taking a break and stretching and resting your eyes, those are factors in you continuing to have the migraine. Now, you might do a hand mudra, or you might be able to do some energy healing to help alleviate some of those symptoms, but you won't be resolving the problem that created it. So you need to think about, what can I do to reduce my caffeine intake? How can I ensure I take a break from the screen so I rest my eyes? Maybe I can add in some meditation into my routine, something that allows myself to relax, those muscles to relax. Perhaps you need to look at your diet. There could be an essential vitamin or mineral that you are lower in. And then look at your surroundings. Perhaps you're in an environment that agitates you or is really cluttered and conflicting. All that energy coming towards you can really affect you and make you hold on, tense up, and therefore produce the headache. Now, going back to my original quote by Hippocrates, before you heal someone, ask them if they're willing to give up the things which made them sick. When you're discussing things with a client or a family member or a friend, or perhaps even yourself, when you're thinking about your own self-healing, think about the components that surround you that you're putting in your mouth every day. Look at those things and see if there's any way that you can improve them. Can you add a short little micro meditation during a lunch break? Can you get up first thing in the morning and do a yoga stretch routine that takes 5 minutes? Can you ensure you eat some form of fresh fruit or vegetable every day to give your body some of those essential nutrients it so very needs? Can you surround yourself with more calming things, perhaps even wearing a crystal that can calm you and relax your spirit's energy, or perhaps declutter an area that will then make you feel less tense? So whether you're doing self-healing or sending energy healing to others, when those little changes are put into place, that energy healing becomes more and more and more effective. Therefore, the results last longer, they can be felt more strongly, allowing you to move forward in your journey and quest for ultimate well-being. I hope this has been helpful for you, even if not to give you some food for thought. Thank you for joining me today. Stay safe, and big love to you.